Rav to Kufyut Bezom Aleph. The Mesucher Velo Moshe Yadei Matchid Shiva Yomi. Person who lets blood and doesn't wash his hands, so he has anxiety for 7 days. The Shokel Mazi, person takes a haircut, Velo Moshe Yadei, and doesn't wash his hands, Matchid Talti Yomi. He has anxiety for 3 days. The Shokel Tufre Velo Moshe Yadei, person cuts his nails, doesn't wash his hands, Mafrid Chad Yoma. He has anxiety for 1 day. The Lo Yoda Maiko Mafrid. And he doesn't know what he's afraid of. That's, again, anxiety. Yoda as Usya Dargo Lepachta. A person puts his hand, he's Rogil, the Rashbam says. See, Rashbam is Sukra, might make his dam in a Safayim. He let blood from the shoulders. Or he usually puts his hand on his lips, near his nose. So it becomes a bridge for what's it called for pachad, dargila pachad sulam, ladder. The derech ulalos of pachad ruach roa. All these pachads come from shadim. The Miri Taka says that shadim are bad thoughts, are all the time it says mazikim and shadim. He explains it to be all different kinds of psychological things. Yoda apusa darga l'shensa. Person puts his hand on his forehead all the time, so that is a ladder for sleep. If you want to fall asleep, put your hand on your forehead or listen to a drasha, one of the two. Tana, ochlin umashkim tachas hamita. If you put food or drink under the bed, afilu mechupim bekli barzel, even if they're covered with iron, ruach ra shor aleihem. So there's a ruach ra that goes on them, and therefore it's sakana to eat them. This is maisa halacha, and the Rambam Taka brings this down, and he says the reason is because we're afraid things will fall into it from the bed. Because there's Yerushalmi who doesn't say it's because of Ruach Ra. And the Rambam usually doesn't bring down things that have to do with Ruach Ra or shade them or whatever. But from our Gemara, it's because of Ruach Ra. Some say it's only a bed that you're sleeping on. And in fact, some of the Sfarim say the reason is because since sleep is 1/60th of death, so a Ruach Ra comes when you sleep. But most poskim hold that it's Lav Dafka if you're sleeping there. But it has to be something miyuchad for sleeping. But for instance, you can put on an airplane food underneath the seat because it's not miyuchad for sleeping. It's miyuchad for sitting. Right? People sleep in it, but it's not miyuchad for sleeping. Or a baby carriage, you put things under the baby. Some holds, even by a cotton, there's no problem if the bed's miyuchad for sleep of a cotton. But by a baby carriage, it's not just meant for sleep, it's meant for transportation. Sphere from the Gemara's Mashri, even if it's covered, it's Osir. Some hold that covering doesn't help, but if you tie it up, you cover it and tie it, that would help. Others hold that doesn't help either. If Lamaisa you did it, there's the Poskim will hold B'dievet, it's okay. Others hold that even B'dievet, the Gro holds even B'dievet, you can't eat it. But if you can wash it, Negelvasa, you can pour water over it, like you would wash your hands, like it's fruit or something like that, then that helps for Ruach Ra. And others hold if you use it for a Sudas Mitzvah is okay, because then it's not a Sakana. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Lo Yishte Adam Mayim, Lo Belele Rivios, Lo Belele Shabbosos, Dimshos Adomo Barosho, Mipnei Sakana. Shouldn't drink water. And here the Argamar doesn't say clearly which kind of water, but the Rishonim say that it's talking dafka water from rivers and swamps, but not stam other water. What's it called? Water from springs or whatever, or water that you have in a reservoir. Tan Rabban Lishti Maim Lovely Shabbosos, not on what's it called Tuesday night and not on Friday night. And if you drink it, it's sakana. What's the sakana? My sakana ruach ra. Dim tzochi maitakanti. What if you forgot and you did drink? What if you're thirsty and you need to drink, and there's no other water to drink. So Neymar should say the following incantation: Shiva Kolo Shomer David Alamayim. They say the seven kolos that David said, referring to water, Shenemar Kol Hashem Alamayim, and after that, the other kolos, Ela Kovod Hirim, Hashem Alamayim Rabim, Kol Hashem Bakoach, Kol Hashem Bahadur, Kol Hashem Shover Arozim, even though only the first one mentions Mayim, but they're all connected to that. So all these kolos have to do with Mayim. Like Shabra Hashem Asar Zei Avonon, Kol Hashem Chotziv Lavoseish, Kol Hashem Yochol Midbar, Yochol Hashem Midbar Kodesh, Kol Hashem Yichol Layolos, Vayeches Sof Yoros, Vaheicholo Kulo Omer Kavod. The Elo, what if you don't know this, or it's not available to you? So then, Neimahachi, Lul Shofan Anigron, Nirdefin, Bein Koch Veyasivna, Bein Bli Shmeine Azilna. Okay, you should say this incantation. It's not an incantation. It's the Rashbam. Belel Revios Belon Ner. So he says that you shouldn't drink the water without a light source, because they're, what's it called? Then it's a danger. Then the shadim are around. There's light, the shadim go away from the light. Lul Shofra Nigron Lachashu. It's just an incantation. It doesn't mean anything necessarily. Be Bliyeu Shveni. There's people around me, skinny and fat. Whichever you like, skinny or fat, pick one of them. Leave me alone. The Elo, if you don't know this incantation, if you're not alone, you have somebody else, you wake up the person and say to him, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. Here you see that you use the mother's name. It's one of the places that we see that for these kind of incantations you use the mother's name. Is thirsty, and then you can drink. So there's another person awake, so that scares away the shaydim. The Elo, if there's nobody else around, and you don't know the incantation, and you don't know the Tehillim by heart, then Mekarkesh Nachtma Achatzva, Behadr Nishte. Then bang a pot cover on the pot, make noise, that'll scare away the shadim, and then drink. The Elo, if you don't have any pots to make noise with, nishte bamide v'hadr nishte, throw something into the water, that'll scare the shadim away, and then drink. It's obvious that each of these things is less effective than the one before it. Otherwise, just do the last one and finished. Tonar Rabbanan, lo yishto adam mayim, lo min anahoras, lo min agomim b'layla. Here also, it's what's a coherent, it says Naharos and Agamim, and some say that that applies also to the first one. But here it's Mashma any night. You shouldn't drink water from rivers and swamps. The Mshas Adoma Barosho Matnea Sakona. My Sakona, Sakona Shavriri. Certain kind of shade called Shavriri that hangs around the rivers and the swamps. The Itzachi Maitakanti. If you don't have any other water and you're thirsty, what do? If you have somebody else with you, say so and so is mention your name and your mother's name that you're thirsty, and then drink. The Elo Neima Ilanav She Planya Omrali Imi Isdar Mishavriri Shavriri Briri Riri Yiri Ri Schina Maya Bekasi Chiyuri. There's a Lachash, but it's very similar, only the opposite of Nana Nachman. Only this is Shavriri Briri Riri. Okay, let's see the Rashbam. Shavriri Sanverim, the Targaminan cane. It's a shade that causes blindness. Lema le tzachina maya bechasi chiyure, memuna al koso shalcheres. Right, the, I'm thirsty. Right, and the shade that's mamuna on white kosos that are made of cheres. Okay, v'afilu min atamchui. Okay, it says that what's it called? You have to give an oni arba kosos, even if he has to get it from the tamchui from the soup kitchen. Pshita, right? Lo nitzrucha el afilu Rabbi Akiva. Chorus poshet that you have to give him food to be able to exist. You have to give him food to be Mekayim Mitzvahs too. No, you need it even according to Rabbi Akiva. The Omer Asei Shabbat Chachol Ve'al Tetzarech L'Brios. Rabbi Akiva said you should make your Shabbos Chol and not need what's it called, not come on to other people, not need to take tzedakah. Okay, Hacha Mishum Pesumei Nisa right? Moda, even Rabbi Akiva is moda that you get arba kosos, even though you're going to have to take it from tzedakah because of pirsumei nisa. So the Mishnah Berurah, Bir Halacha, says v'chora, what's it called? Do you have to go and take tzedakah for any mitzvah saseh, or just for pirsumei nisa? And his maskana is that any mitzvah deoraisa, you have to go magzer al psachim and even take tzedakah to be kind of mitzvah. But a mitzvah de rabbanon, only if it's pirsumei nisa, like here, like arba kosos, is there an inyan. And the Maram Shik says the reason pirsumei nisa is different, because pirsumei nisa is more like a mitzvah bein olam l'chaveiro. The ikar is not for your sake. The ikar is for other people's sake. So for other people's sake, you're mechuyev to do it, even if you don't have the money, go and get the money. Tonet ve'el yohu. Afal pi shom Rabbi Akiva, asei shabbat chachol, ve'al tetzorek lebrios, aval osu hu dover muat besoch deso. Even though Rabbi Akiva said, make your Shabbos call, and this doesn't mean you should do malach on Shabbos. Some people ridiculously quote this when they work on Shabbos. It says, I say Shabbat Chachol, thou tzarech lebrius. So I'm working to earn a living, so I don't have to take tzedakah, and I'm making my Shabbos call. That's absurd. What it means is one of two things. It's a machlokas achronim. I say Shabbat Chachol, a person has to eat three meals on Shabbos and not two, like on the weekday. So better not to eat three meals, only to eat two, like you do b'chol, than to have to come on to tzedakah to eat the third meal. In addition, at each meal, a person has to have only Shabbos. He has to have a lot of different dishes or whatever. So in each meal, he should be mamayit, and rather than having to take tzedakah. We'll see in a second, there's different tenoyim to this. So that's Ashrei Shabbat. Make your Shabbos, legabi, the meals, like chol, rather than having to take tzedakah. But it doesn't, chas v'shol, mean you should mechal Shabbos and make it like chol in order not to have to take tzedakah, in order to be able to earn a living. But even according to Rabbi Akiva, you have to do a dover mu'at. My ninu, what's a dover mu'at? Omer papa kisa da harsana, a little herring, what's it called, some fish pieces. At least you should have that as something special for Shabbos. Kiddushan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer had the Az Kenomer, the Kal Kenesher, Rotz Katzvi, the Gibor Kari, Lasos Ritzon of Yechoshev HaShemayim. Person has to go out of his way and be extra zoris to do Ratzon Hashem, and therefore, even if it's not easy, so you have to make the mamatz to do at least something. You don't have to go out of your way to take tzedakah, according to Rabbi Akiva, but something you still have to do. See the Rav, the Rashbam. The Azkenomer, his chazik b'mitzvahs yoser meshiyah yecholus biyotcha. A little, make a mamatz more than what would be regular, what you normally could do. Okay. So here, there's a few different chilukim. There's a Taz. Taz says that a person who doesn't have a lot of money, and he can be mitzamtzeim and have enough and not have to take tzedakah at all, then on him it was said he's mitzamtzeim on Shabbos, either according to some, not eat three meals, or according to others, eat three meals but eat the minimum, right, and only the dover mu'at. And that's where what's the Rabbi Akiva said, I say Shabbat chachol v'al tetzarech lebrios. You don't have to take tzedakah if you're being mitzamtzeim, be mitzamtzeim. Person has, but he doesn't have enough for himself either. He has to be mashlim, right? His then he's chayi b'dover mu'at. Then he has to take even something, what's it called, for adding something to Shabbos. Since he has to take tzedakah anyway, he can't exist on what he has. He's going to have to take something, then take a little bit more to make Shabbos a little bit better. That's a dover mu'at. And persons have anything, and he's totally an acherim. He has to go take tzedakah anyway, right? So that person's potter from everything. He can take tzedakah just for what he needs. Asei Shabbat Chachol, that's where Asei Shabbat Chachol applies. The first thing the Taz says is, if a person has enough, he doesn't have to take tzedakah, but he has enough for himself, he's mitzamtzeim. On Shabbos, he shouldn't be mitzamtzeim. That kind of person is not potter from making shalosh shudas or whatever. He has to make an extra mamatz and not be mitzamtzeim for Shabbos. During the week, he should mitzamtzeim a little bit more, and on Shabbos, spend extra for Shabbos. It's only the case where he's going to have to take tzedakah, right? And everything he's going to have is tzedakah, then he's potter from everything. If he has for himself, and he has to take a little bit of tzedakah, then take a little bit more and be mekayim davar mu'at also. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Shiva Dvarim, Shiva Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua Beno. Rabbi Akiva was mitzava his son, Rabbi Yeshua, seven things. Bini Alteshia Begova Shalir Vatishne. Don't sit in the high place in the city and learn. Rashbam. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, who ben Rabbi Akiva? This Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. And he's the son of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Kereyachaya. Rabbi Akiva was bald. So they called him Yeshua ben Korcha, Yeshua, the son of the bald one. Remember who said it? I think Ben Azai said that, what's it called? That all the Chachamim are nothing compared to me except for Rabbi Akiva. And he called Rabbi Akiva this bald guy. So Tosfos says that it's not mistaber that they would call Rabbi Akiva Korcha Kerogil. Ben Azai said it as a one-time joke. But to say it Kuseder is a bizoyin to Rabbi Akiva. Others say Korcha is not because he was bald, because he made a Korcha, he made a baldness in Klal Yisrael when his 24,000 students died, and that was a Musar to other people, so therefore they called him that to be Ma'or other people to Tshuva. Alteshe Begova Shalir Vatishne. So he says Tosa says that it was not Rabbi Akiva's son, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Korcha was the guy's name. That's but not that they would be called Rabbi Akiva Korcha. But the Rishbam says the Maaseh was. The Alteshe Begova Shalir Vatishne, Mokom Shebneho Ir Ovrim Vishavim. Don't sit in the high place of the city where everybody passes by. Because if you learn there, you're going to be interrupted. Don't live in a city where all the business of the city is taken care of by Talmidei Chachamim, because they're so busy learning, they're not going to have time to take care of the city. So you should have a Vad Hanalah who can take care, and the Talmidei Chachamim should be involved in learning, and not in the workings of the city. Val Todr Beir Shirashah Talmidei Chachamim, the Torid Begirsa, the Lo Torid Benilsen Tzibura. The Al Tikonish Leveischa Pitom, don't walk into your house suddenly, knock first, Koshin Lebeischa Virecha, surely to somebody else's house, because you may embarrass somebody, they may be doing things that are private. So even in your own house, you should knock first. Scream out, knock on the door. Maybe they're doing something private and you're going to embarrass them. And Vayikra Rab, it says, Rabbi Yochanan Kavi Ayla Besam in Anea, used to shake things around so they'd hear him coming. Mishum Shenamar Venishma Kolavola Kodesh, looks like the Kohen. The bells on the Me'il made noise before he came into the Heichal. What?
My father used
to whistle. Okay. V'altimna min alai miraglecha. Don't go barefoot. Rabbi Shoshbam. V'altimna min alai miraglecha. Shignai hadov l'tamad chochem shelech yochid. It's not proper for a tamad chochem to walk barefoot. Kim amrin hosam. Yim koradam koma shiyesh lo v'yikach min alai miragla. A person should sell everything he has to buy shoes. Hashkeim va'ochol b'kayitz b'nei achama v'chor b'nei atzima. Get up early and eat breakfast in the summer because of the heat. It'll be too hot to eat in the winter because it'll be too cold to eat. Hashkeim va'ochol mikroi nafkalam b'vavakama. Merlin b'vavakama learns this from Sukkim. Lo yiravu v'lo yitzmachu v'lo yitzma'u v'lo yakim shera v'shemesh. Pasuk says they shouldn't be hungry or thirsty because they're going to be hit by the heat wave. Right, if you eat properly, you won't be sick. So get up early and eat, and what's it called? Make sure you eat breakfast every day. Make your Shabbos chol and don't be mitzarech lebrios. Why does it say Shabbatcha? I say Shabbos. So I say two things. Shabbatcha is, there's two parts of Shabbos. There's the part for the Rabbanu Shalom, that don't make chol, that keep. But your part, the part of Onik Shabbos, that's the part you can make chol and rather than take tzedakah. And others say Shabbat chol means not only on Shabbos. Sometimes people make Shabbos the whole week. They lavish themselves with all kinds of dainties, and some people who take tzedakah do that. So even if you have a Shabbos on Wednesday, right, be minimize it and don't be ma'anig yourself on somebody else's expense. The heavy mishtadlim adam shashom sacheslo. What's it called? Try to do business with a person who is having a lucky streak. Shabbam. Lo, let me hear yet. Omar Rapapa. So Rapapa says, what does that mean? Have connection to a person whose luck is obviously he's in favor of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and he looks like he has a lucky streak. Lo lemizban mineva lo zvunile. That doesn't, don't buy from him and don't sell to him, because he's gonna profit, not you. Ela lemevet shutis badei. Make a partnership with him, and then his luck will spread to you. But if you're gonna buy yourself from him, his luck will overpower you. The hashad omer of Shmuel bar Yisrael, maigasi maisi yodah bracha, says by Eov, that everything he did gave a bracha. Kol anokel pruta me'iv misbarech, anybody who took a pruta from Eov got a bracha. Afilu lemizmenei lezvunila, even selling and buying from him, either getting the money from him or what's it called, or buying something from him, will give you a bracha too. Shaper domi. Lo lemizba mineva lo zvunile, the idea the head if masli, since he's lucky, notzach v'zochi lelahai, his luck's gonna overpower you. Okay, Chamisha Dvorim Tziva Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Kshay Chovish V'Asurim. Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai five things when Rabbi Akiva was in prison and he was awaiting to be executed. Omer lo Rebbe, they kept bribing the officials, so for 3 years they put off his execution. See what I'm saying? That's no gea here. Omer lo Rebbe Lamdeni Torah. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai went to Rabbi Akiva and he said, teach me Torah in the prison. Omer eni melamcho. He said, I'm not going to teach you. It's a sakana. Right? He was put in prison because of the sakana. So now he's in the prison. It's even more of a sakana. Omer lo eni nato melamdeni ani omer lo yochai abu mosrach lemalchus. If you don't teach me Torah, I'm going to tell my father to tell the malch to give you over to the malchus. We are malchus on you. How can you do such a thing? So they say a few things. One is that Yochai was a tax collector, and he didn't take taxes from Talmidei Chachamim. So Reb Shimon bar Yochai said, if you don't teach me Torah, obviously you're not a Talmud Chacham, so you don't deserve to have your taxes taken off. So I'm telling Yochai, my father, to what's it called, to tell the Malchus that you have been taken off taxes for no reason. Secondly, they were Moser Nefesh to stay his execution. They put their lives in danger by going to the Roman government to try to stay the execution. And Rabbi Akiva held, l'chora, that you're allowed to learn Torah even if it means putting your life in danger. That's what he got in prison for. Now he stopped. He said, if now you hold, you can't do that, then the people who are being Moser Nefesh to stay your execution can't do it either. So I'll go to my father and tell him that, you know, he should stop making the effort of trying to push off your execution, because it's Sakanas Nefashas. Omer lo b'ni yosri masha egel rotsa linak para rotsa lahanik. He said, more than the calf wants to nurse, the para wants to give the milk. I want to teach you more than you want to learn. Omer lo, mi b'sakana, b'aloegu b'sakana, so shimre chesedai. So who's the danger? Me. You're already in prison. You can't be in any more danger. The danger is me. They're going to now put me in prison. Right? So what are you, what's it called? What do you worry about? Right? I'm willing to take the risk. If you want to get choked, we'll see one second, it means if you want somebody, if you want to say a halacha that you know is true, but you know people won't accept it if you say it in your own name, then hang yourself on a high tree, say it in somebody else's name who's bigger than you, so people will accept it. The reason he was captured was because it was put in prison because he was teaching Torah. I'm willing to take the risk. Say something in the name of an Adam Gadol that you want people to accept, and you know it's true. Since he used the Lashon Chanika, so why is it called Chanika? Well, you want people to accept what you're going to say, and you know if you say it in your own name, they won't accept it. Say it in the name of an Adam Gadol. It's only when you're 100% sure that that's halacha. Because the Maisa, you're choking yourself. Because in the future, they're going to quote this Gadol and not you. And after 120 years, a person's lips move in the kever if they quote him, and they're going to be quoting him. So he's been choking himself. Lamud bifnei Rav, Amr Shmuosa Mishmo. Say it over in his name. Others say that he was telling him that if you want to have yourself choked, in other words, if you want to, what's it called, be Moser Nefesh on Divrei Torah, then do it in public. Because then you're Mekadoshim Shemayim. But to learn Torah B'tzina here in the prison, right, and to put your life in danger, there's no Kiddush Hashem involved. So that's not Kedai. You want to do it for Rabin, like I did it before. But now in B'tzina, there's no Kiddush Hashem, so it's better to save your life. When you teach your son, teach him in a sefer that's been checked for mistakes. Right, by a new book. Why? Because once you get used to the mistakes, it's very hard to take them off. Don't cook in a pot that your friend cooked. My new, what does that mean? Grusha. Don't marry a divorcee. Because she's going to be thinking about her previous husband who's still alive. B'chai bala. Right? When her husband's still alive. When a divorcee marries a divorced man, then when they're in bed, there's four people there. His ex and her ex and the two of them. The Iboy Seymafilu Balmona, even a widow not, even though her husband's not alive anymore, so she's not thinking about it much. Lafi Shein Kolhoetzbo Shavos, because not everybody is built the same way, and therefore her original husband may have satisfied her, and this husband may not. She's always been comparing him to the original one. See the Rashbam. Bechadita, kishatinik maskelumo mechadish. You learn something new, make sure he learns it without mistakes. Arbedeus b'shas tashmish. Zeh libo liishto rishon. This one's thinking about his ex. The zeh by la rishon. The tanya lo yishamish adam imishto v'itein enim b'ishacheres. You can't think of somebody else while you're having relations. V'yubonev krovim mamzerim. And ikroim b'nei grusha saleh. Meseches nadorim. So pagam in the children. She'en kol etzbos shavos eber tashmish. Etzbos over here is a kinoi, it's a euphemism for a person's eber tashmish. Lo ye tashmish zet tov la karishon v'tezalzobo. She compare him to her first husband, and he will come out lacking.